You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 with Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place, in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today. Right now, NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Cats are making Australia's bushfire tragedy even worse. Animals trying to escape Australia's fires now face a new adversary, cats. Cats are attracted to bushfire scars. One study found a feral cat journeying 19 miles to one. And when these brilliant hunters find their vulnerable victims, they kill with merciless impunity, sometimes not even bothering to eat the carcass afterward. Because wild cats are not native to Australia, native species haven't adapted to avoid and escape them. In response, the Australian government has launched a large-scale feline eradication effort with the goal of killing 2 million of the 2 to 6 million feral cats on the continent to try and save the native birds, rats, and rabbits from extinction. Why Elizabeth Warren's social media is flooded with the snake emoji? If you look at the social media posts of presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren today, you'll find they are flooded with comments of the snake emoji along hashtags like hashtag Warren is a snake and hashtag never Warren. The snake swarm seems to be the result of a disagreement between Warren and Bernie Sanders over whether or not he told her in a private conversation that a woman could not win the presidency. Are you experiencing a feeling of deja snake? Yes, Taylor Swift's Instagram comments got flooded with serpents during a feud between herself and Kanye West in 2016. And now for today's fast fact, 4,700. That's how many kinds of polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAS, are currently in existence. PFAS were originally conceived as a wonder chemical, able to resist stains, repel water, extinguish oil-based fires, and keep eggs from sticking to the pan. Today, we know them as toxic zombie chemicals that will not die, and that's why scientists are developing new ways to break them down. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.